Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week, and regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope this episode adds value to your journey. Well, today is another raw, unedited episode, and hopefully it's the last one, because as soon as I'm done recording this episode, I am driving to our studio to record on video and audio the next few weeks' episode. So Cole and I are finally connecting, but today is another raw, unedited episode, and we hope you enjoy it. And since it's a raw, unedited episode recorded more or less in real time, I have the privilege of being able to provide real-time responses to real-time feedback. Now, a few days ago, we released episode 329, How to Remove Excuses That Are Holding You Back from the Life You Deserve. One of the angles that we took in this episode was this idea that we need accountability. That when we don't have accountability, it's hard for us to succeed. And I made a note that that's especially true for single people. Single people struggle because they don't have natural accountability in their finances. On the heels of that episode releasing, I received what has now become maybe a dozen text messages, DMs, conversations from single people saying, Travis, I feel for the first time like people understand what I'm going through. I thought I was the only one. I got a lot of that. Like, amen, I don't have accountability. That has been a weak point for me. That is consistent feedback over and over and over again since that episode came out 2 days ago. And I'm so grateful to hear people say that they now know they aren't alone in that. But of course, we get the other side now. I've received a bunch of messages from people saying, Travis, don't justify people's bad behavior. They just need to do better. They just need to stop spending. They just need to save. They just need to stop being stupid. That's feedback. That is normal feedback, by the way. Just do better. There are a lot of people that look at people in their life and they just look at them, they look down on them and they say, just do better. Now, here's my question. If people want to do better and their life would be significantly improved if they did do better, why don't they just do better? It's not because they're stupid. It's not because they're not smart. It's so easy to say, oh, you're just being lazy, just do better. That's not actually what's happening to people. People want to just do better. If I could wave my magic wand, or if they could wave their magic wands, they would just do better. Because sometimes the way we're doing things right now really sucks. And it makes life hard and stressful and frustrating and full of tension. So yeah, I think people wish they could just do better. But that's just not how it works. We all have roadblocks. We all have tendencies and behaviors and little emotional and mental quirks that prevent us from, quote unquote, just doing better. I think it's especially funny when people say just do better, when they're talking about an area of their life that they're really locked into and they're a train wreck somewhere else. My favorite is I have a couple friends in my life, well, they're acquaintances, that are ripped out of their minds. They are jacked. They work out. They eat right. They know what they are doing. They've put in the work. They know exactly what they're doing. And they've been rewarded for it. They look amazing. Then they'll come around and tell people, just do better. Just be better. Just work out. Just stop eating like crap. And they think it's so simple. Here's the irony. There are other areas of their life, you know, like money, like business. They're not just doing better. They're struggling. It's not about just being better, just doing better. We have to meet ourselves where we're at. If we have a deficiency somewhere, and let's just call it money because this is meaning over money here. Let's say we have a deficiency in some area of money. We can't just say we're going to just do better because that hasn't worked yet. Just doing better is not the ticket because that ticket has never been punched just yet. Instead, we have to recognize where are our shortcomings? Why are we failing? If I want to be better, why am I not being better? We have to look in the mirror and be real. Or as I sometimes hear Dr. Drew Pinsky say, we have to face reality on reality's terms. We have to know what's causing us to sabotage ourselves from the thing that we want. And yes, people do want to do better with their money. They do. Almost all people that I know that struggle with money want to do better with money. They don't enjoy living month to month, frustrated, nervous, scared. They don't want that. But there's some very clear roadblocks along the way. And if we really want to improve, we have to face each of those roadblocks head on. And that's just called creating structure. Creating structure to protect yourself from yourself. One example of this in my life, and I've shared about a lot of these, not, maybe indirectly, but one example. I know that my family and I will run ourselves into the ground with food. I know that we will spend infinite dollars shopping for food. I'm kind of an impulsive grocery shopper, and I love buying good food, but I also recognize I prefer not to ruin my financial life over it. So what my wife and I did years ago is we started a Cash App account for groceries alone. We have a debit card just for groceries tied to that account. Every month when we negotiate our budget, we put however many dollars on that account. And we spend, and when the money's gone, it's gone. No excuses, no exceptions. So if we say our groceries are $700 this month, they are $700. They are not $701, they are not $702. Nor are they $1,100. They're $700. Me saying to myself, I'm just going to do better, I'm not just going to do better because as life happens and it happens fast, we're going to screw up. We're going to sabotage ourselves. So me setting up my grocery card on Cash App is a way to protect myself from myself. When we were in $236,000 of debt, just doing better wasn't going to help. I had to be intentional. And for my wife and I, that was every month we're going to have a budget. And in that budget, we're going to have our needs are going to be met. We're going to have our needs as low as possible. We're going to have a few wants in there. And everything else we're going to allocate towards the debt. And then we're going to follow through with that. If we say we're going to pay $2,000 towards the debt, $2,000 will get paid towards the debt. We're creating structure to protect ourselves from ourselves. It took 4.5 years to get out of debt. Had I just played the just do better game with myself, I'd probably still be in debt 15 years later. It's not how it works. I have parents all the time that tell me how bad their kids are with money, and they'll just say they just need to do better. They just need to stop spending. They just need to start saving. And my encouragement to them always, so let's just say you have your crap figured out. Let's say you're good. I know you have people in your life that aren't, that don't. Here's my advice to you then. Instead of telling them how to do better, or telling them they need to do better, figure out why are they not doing better and help them correct that particular nuance. Why are they not doing better? Identify that. Help them identify that. And then help them protect themselves from themselves. Not because they're helpless, not because they're victims or they're lazy, but because they deserve better. And if you can help them get better, what a gift to be able to give them. That's a big piece of my coaching. Helping people understand where their deficiencies are and then help them structure around it. On the other hand, let's just say in my grocery case, I have a hard time staying within a budget, so I have to protect myself from going over. Other people have trouble spending. Lots of people have trouble spending. Lots of younger people have trouble spending. They've been guilted their whole life to think that spending is bad. So we have to take the opposite approach. We have to intentionally set aside money for fun things and then make them spend it. We have to put money aside, name it, and they have to go spend it. They're protecting themselves from becoming a financial hoarder. They're protecting themselves from becoming a miser or a cheapskate. I had one client one time that she wanted to buy clothes, but she would never allow herself to buy clothes. And we said, you're going to set this money aside. A friend is going to take you, and you guys are going to go on a shopping day. That's called accountability. Her friend took her shopping. They had a girls' day. They had a good time. She spent this money that was really emotionally hard for her to spend. And when she got done, she realized she was going to be okay financially. And she had a cool new wardrobe. Now, that one act alone didn't solve that emotional roadblock for her, but it helped. It opened the gateway. It opened the door for continuing to try and to try and to try. And fast forward, she's a lot better now. She had to protect herself from herself. So, no, telling people to just do better isn't working. It's going to make them feel like crap. It's going to make them feel like failures. It's going to make them feel stupid, but it will not help them. Instead, we need to help people figure out where the roadblocks are and then help them structure around it to protect themselves from themselves. Not because they're helpless, but because they deserve it. And when we can do that, when we can protect ourselves from ourselves, create structure, create accountability, we will get better. We're not going to get better by just doing better. We're going to get better by figuring out the little ways in which we can move this thing forward. And when we do, it will unlock something far more beautiful, far more fulfilling, and far more fun. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.